Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 27th. You'll be interested to know, 129 years ago, today, in 1895, Alfred Bernhard Nobel, a Swedish chemist, engineer, and industrialist who is best known for inventing dynamite and other powerful explosives, established the Nobel Prizes through his will, aiming to recognize outstanding contributions to humanity in various fields. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell with occasional shoulder-high sets on Wednesday morning, remaining glassy with light offshore winds, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Thursday, anticipate waist-to-stomach high swell with occasional chest-high sets, semi-glassy morning conditions, and light sideshore winds, becoming textured in the afternoon. On Friday, expect thigh to waist high swell, glassy in the morning with light offshore winds, turning semi-glassy and semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 4 feet until 11. After that, it's looking choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the east-northeast swell is 1.5 feet at 19 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 foot just before 6:30 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 61 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain showers early, but it should stay mostly cloudy today, with a high around 66 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness with a low of 52 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thanksgiving Day with a high near 70 and a light north wind. The following days will be mostly cloudy with highs around 70 to 73 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in La Jolla, volunteers are actively collecting signatures from registered voters to explore the idea of the neighborhood becoming its own city. Their goal is to gather the support of at least 25% of voters by December 1st. This initiative aims for local control over economics and governance. Diane Kane, vice president of the association, notes that this effort has gained momentum due to increased awareness of local challenges. The group seeks to petition the County of San Diego for a financial analysis, ensuring the proposal benefits both La Jolla and San Diego. Now on to sports. On Thanksgiving Day, we have a triple header for football. Game one of the day starts at 12:30 with Bears at Lions on CBS. Then Giants at Cowboys at 3:30 on Fox. And the night game is Dolphins at Packers on NBC at 8:20 p.m. All times are Eastern. Friday afternoon is Raiders at Chiefs on Amazon Prime Video. In local sports, Last night, the Phoenix Suns beat the Lakers with a score of 127-100 at Footprint Center. Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal each shone brightly, scoring 23 points. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 25 points and 10 rebounds, but it wasn't enough. The Suns improved to 7-3, while the Lakers dropped to 10-8. Tonight, the Lakers visit the San Antonio Spurs at the Frost Bank Center. Los Angeles is favored by 1.5. Also tonight, the Kings at 11-8-3 face the formidable Jets, 18-4-0, in the City of Angels. The Kings are slightly favored by 1.5. In top news, a secret parachute discovered in North Carolina may finally unveil the identity of the infamous skyjacker, D.B. Cooper. The children of Richard McCoy, a suspect arrested for a similar crime shortly after Cooper's notorious 1971 hijacking, believe their father was Cooper. They recently provided the FBI with a modified parachute believed to be linked to the case. This new evidence, along with a skydiving logbook, has prompted the FBI to revisit the investigation. The parachute's unique alterations could significantly advance the case, which has remained unsolved for over 50 years. In business news, the federal government is expanding support for homeownership as home prices continue to rise while borrowers face challenges. Starting in 2025, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will back mortgages up to $806,500, marking a 5.2% increase. This adjustment enables financing for homes nearing $1 million. Molly Goodman, co-founder of Abundant Housing Massachusetts, emphasizes the need for sustainable financial products. While economists predict slower home price growth in 2025, due to elevated mortgage rates, the lack of supply remains a significant issue, pushing prices higher. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $93,300. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is about 82 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. 50 years ago, the discovery of the fossil known as Lucy revolutionized our understanding of human evolution. This remarkable find, a partial skeleton of the species Australopithecus afarensis, dates back about 3.2 million years and was unearthed in Ethiopia. Named after the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Lucy has become a celebrity fossil, providing vital insights into our early relatives. Anthropologists have since identified many more Australopithecus fossils, revealing they walked upright, yet retained some ape-like features. While much is known, researchers continue to explore the broader implications of Lucy's species on human ancestry. And in entertainment news, Showtime, the agency, presents a unique take on the spy genre, focusing on the profound personal and psychological struggles of covert operatives. Adapted from Eric Rochant's acclaimed French series, The Bureau, the show stars Michael Fassbender as Martian, a CIA special agent adjusting to civilian life after 6 years undercover. His return to London reveals hidden surveillance bugs in his apartment and unresolved ties to his lover, Sammy, played by Jodie Turner-Smith. With a compelling ensemble, including Jeffrey Wright and Richard Gere, The Agency explores the dark realities of espionage, premiering on November 29th on Paramount Plus with Showtime. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American musician and activist, Willie Nelson. And he said, "Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.